You picked a good morning to be tuned in right now because I've got six people, actually seven, if we count their librarian, but six special guests before me right now during our Youth Expression segment. And you're going to hear stories created by the brilliant bookworms. What's your name?
I'm Julia.
Hi, how old are you?
I'm 10.
And what is Brilliant Bookworms? Can you tell me what you guys do?
Well, it's an after-school program that we do on Thursday afternoons at our school. And we learn stories and we tell stories and we do some exercises. And every once in a while, I think we have had a party to kind of celebrate what we've done.
Well, it sounds like fun. What kind of exercises do you do?
Sometimes when we have to, when we figure out what stories we're telling, we'll play 20 questions to figure out who our partner is.
Interesting. So exercises to kind of spur your imagination and creativity.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, do you have a story that you're going to share?
I do.
Okay. What's it called?
The Three Little Peacocks.
Whenever you're ready. The Three Little Peacocks. Interesting.
It's a fractured fairy tale from the Three Little Pigs. Okay, so once upon a time, there were three little peacocks who lived in the zoo with their mother. And they lived with her for a long, long time, until one day she told them, and they were, the first little peacock was Purple, the second was Pimple, and the third one was Pickle. And she said, "Purple, Pimple, Pickle, it's time for you to go out into the zoo and find your own home." And so they all packed up their things and went out into the zoo. And the three little peacocks were walking through the food court when the first little peacock, Purple, found a man who was selling popcorn, and he had a big pile of popcorn boxes next to him. And she asked the man, "May I borrow some of your popcorn boxes to make a home?" And he said, "Of course." And so she piled up all the popcorn boxes and went inside and popcorn boxed furniture, and she moved in there. And now Pimple and Pickle were walking on, and they were just going out of the food court when they saw a trash can. And there was litter all around it. There were soda cans and napkins and old boxes. And a zookeeper was cleaning up these things. And so she asked the zookeeper, "May I have some of those soda cans?" Because he really liked them. They were shiny and colorful. And so he said yes, and he piled up all the soda cans and made soda can furniture, and he moved in there. And now Pickle was all by herself walking through the zoo, and she found a nice little patch of flowers. And she really liked these flowers. They were multicolored, and they smelled good. And so she picked them out of the ground, and she arranged them in a circle, and she piled them all up. And she went inside, and she made flower furniture, and made it all nice and pretty. And so she decided that she would move in there. And meanwhile, while she was doing this, the two bullies of the zoo, Tiger and Lion, were walking toward the food court. And they found Purple in his new home. And they knocked on the door, and they said, "Little peacock, little peacock, let us in." And Purple said,
"Not by the feathers of my tail-a-tail-tail."
What did he say?
"Not by the feathers of my tail-a-tail-tail."
And they said, "Then we'll roar and we'll growl and we'll blow your house down." And so they took a deep breath and they blew all the popcorn boxes everywhere. But Purple got it out just in time to run to his brother's house, Pimple. And he got inside and closed the door right away. But Lion and Tiger were right behind them. And they knocked on the door and they said, little peacocks, let us in." And the little peacock said,
"Not by the feathers of our tail-a-tail-tails." So Lion and Tiger said that we'll roar and we'll growl and we'll blow your house down. So they took a huge breath and they blew the soda cans all around the zoo. Luckily, the two brothers escaped just in time and ran to find their sister Pimple. Pickle. So Pimple was just settling in, she was reading a book, when the two brothers burst in and closed the door. They told her everything about Lion and Tiger, but just then, the two big cats came along and said, little peacocks, let us in." And they said,
"Not by the feathers on our tail-a-tail-tails."
So The three peacocks, the two big cats said, that will roar and will growl and will blow your hat. Achoo! They sneezed really loud and they flew all the way back into a pile of elephant dung. So the two big cats stuck their heads out and they said, ugh, this day could not get worse. So the zookeeper came along and said, Lion Tiger, I was just looking for you. Go back to your dens and meet your new denmates, the peacocks. So when they went to their dens, the peacocks were there, and the den was decorated with flowers and popcorn boxes and soda cans and feathers and all that stuff. So the two big cats and the three peacocks lived together in the same den, and they grew to know each other, and they became really good friends. And then they lived happily ever after.
What a great story. Is there more? No, that was great. And we didn't get a chance to meet the person who told along with you. What's your name?
Drew.
Drew. And Drew, you're in what grade?
I'm in fourth grade.
And you're in fifth grade, right?
Yes.
And you guys did a great job. And you should know, as you're listening, all of this was done by memory, not by reading. This is telling. Not reading stories. Now, did you find that story and then sort of adapt it, Julia, as you see fit?
Yes, we were making fractured fairy tales. So we were looking through different fairy tales, like Three Little Pigs, and we got to kind of twist it into our own story.
Cool. Drew, what do you think of fractured fairy tales? Do you like them? Did you help to write this one?
We didn't really write it. We just, like, thought it up from our own memory.
I see.
And then we just recited it from memory. And a little earlier, we did our own fractured fairy tales, like the ones that are real. But this time, we just made up our own.
Cool. And you created these all by yourself, because I know there are books of fractured fairy tales too, but these are ones you actually created.
Yes.
I like the concept of the peacocks. Now, Drew, do you have one also to tell? Okay, so you two tell. Everyone's telling as a pair together.
Right.
Got
we
it.
We are all a pair, and she just so happened to be my partner.
I got it. Do either of you want to say hi to anybody, Drew? Do you want to say hi to anyone who might be listening?
Yes, I want to say hi to my parents and hopefully all of my aunts and uncles who would be listening. And I would also like to say my Aunt Margie, who just had a newborn infant earlier this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's wonderful. Do you know what the baby's name is?
Yes. I just can't pronounce it. Darn it.
Do you know how to spell it?
No,
that's okay.
We just heard it on our way here.
I have a brand new grandniece whose name is Celestina, and I'm not sure I know how to spell it, and it's taken me a while to learn how to pronounce it. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Well, my two sisters and my parents are outside, and I think one of my best friends is listening from her house.
I hope so. Are those your two sisters there? I saw two girls. I don't know if you can see them.
One of them.
What are your sisters' names?
Well, the older one is Megan, and the little baby, who I'm not sure where she is,
I see her.
Is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. Vivian's on the ground, kind of enjoying herself right now. We'll go. Anything else you guys would like to say before we go to our next pair?
Nope.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's go to you guys, and let's meet you first. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10? Did you just have a birthday?
A few weeks ago.
I thought that might... What day?
January 2nd.
Okay, because my birthday is in December. And would you like to say hi to anybody, Elizabeth?
No.
No? Nobody at all? Elizabeth's too cool. And you're partnered with?
I'm Giovanna.
Giovanna. And you're in fifth grade?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to say hello to anybody? Might be tuned in.
Yeah, my family might be listening, and I don't know if any of my friends are, but if they are.
Yeah, they're listening. I'm sure they're listening.
I don't know. I didn't really tell them the channel, so.
Well, they're listening anyway. You'd be surprised how many people are listening. So what is the name of the story you're going to tell?
Well, we're telling the Cupcake Man, and it's instead of the Gingerbread Man, it's Cupcake Man.
The Cupcake Man. Well, I'm going to give you each your own microphone to make it a little bit simpler. So the gingerbread man is the is this fairy tale that started it, but you've changed it around to be the cupcake man. So here from Winchester Thurston School and the Brilliant Bookworms, we have Elizabeth and Giovanna.
Once upon a time, in a little cottage down by the beach, there lived two bears. And they said, one morning, they decided that they would make a cupcake because they were starving. And when they opened the oven, it jumped up and said, "You can't catch me," and it started running. And it ran on, with the two bears running after it, it ran on until they saw a rabbit. And the rabbit said, "Hey, Cupcake Man, do you want to come have some carrots with me?" And he said, "No, I'm out of time." And now with the rabbit and the two bears running after him, he's saying, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the Cupcake Man." And they ran on until they saw a horse. And the horse said, "Hey, Cupcake Man, do you want to come ride on my back?" And he said, "No, I'm not that dumb." And now with the horse, the rabbit, and the two bears running after him, he's saying, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the Cupcake Man." And they ran on until they saw a cat. And the cat said, "Hey, Cupcake Man, do you want to come have some fish with me?" And the Cupcake Man said, "No, that's too fishy."
Very good. Did you work on that together?
Not over.
Pardon?
It's
It's, I know you. There's more. Yeah. Oh, there's more. I thought that was your punchline. I'm sorry. You stopped. Keep going.
It is my turn. Okay.
That's too fishy.
Saying, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the Cupcake Man." So when he was walking along, he met a tiger, and the tiger said, "Hey, Cupcake Man, do you want to come and stroll with me in the forest?" And the Cupcake Man said, "Well, I kind of hurt my foot, so I can't really walk that well, so I have to be going along." And so when he was walking along, he had two bears, one cat, one bunny, one horse, one cat, and one tiger chasing after him. And so when he was walking along, he met an alligator. And the alligator was in the swamp and he was swimming. So he said, "Hey, Cupcake Man, you want to come swim in the swamp with me? It's lots of fun." And Cupcake Man said, "Oh, I don't want to get that dirty. I can't really take a shower because then all my icing would get off." So he walks along and he had two bears. And when he was singing, he sang,
run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the Cupcake Man.
And he had two horses, one bunny, one horse, two bears, one bunny, one horse, one cat, one tiger, and one alligator strolling along after him. So when he was running along, because he had so many people chasing after him, he met a lion. And this lion he seemed kind of hurt. So Cupcake Man said, "Are you okay? You seem kind of sick." And the lion said, "Oh, Cupcake Man, help me. I have a rock stuck in my throat." And so the Cupcake Man said, "Oh, I don't really think so, because you're going to swallow me." And the lion said, "Oh, please help me. I really am sick, and I have a throat stuck. I have a rock stuck in my throat." And so the Cupcake Man said, "Oh, fine." And so he jumped in his mouth. And so when he got in and he said, "I don't see anything." And the lion said, "Go deeper." And then the Cupcake Man said, "Okay, fine, but just don't swallow me." And then the lion said, "Oh, I promise I won't." And so when he went deeper and he was getting to his throat, and the lion said, "Go even deeper." And so he went deeper and the lion swallowed him. And that was the last of the Cupcake Man, the end. And he lived, well, he didn't live that good because he died because he swallowed him. So, yeah.
Thanks for the end cue. Sorry to interrupt you. I thought that was such a funny line with the fishy. I thought you were done. That's a great story. Did you both work on it together and adding your own parts?
Yeah, we just came up with, we really didn't have a lot of time to come up with it because, like, not everyone was in this because we have, like, a lot of people in our group. So we do more stories when we're actually learning our stories. So we only had, like, 2 weeks to do it. So we just got the gingerbread man and put, like, the cupcake man into it and did all the animals.
Well, you guys did great. I think you sounded just terrific. Is there anything else either of you would like to say?
No.
After all of that, we're going to go on to our next pair then. If you're just joining us, we have members of the Brilliant Bookworms. I wonder if, I'll bet I can get this to reach you. I'm going to set another microphone a little bit closer so you each have your own microphone. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We're broadcasting live from the Children's Museum. No, there we go. You each have your own microphone now, and let's meet each of you, and we'll start with you. What's your name?
I'm Isabel.
Hi, Isabel. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And you want to say hello to anybody?
I guess I'd like to say hi to my family and definitely my brother and my sister, and I doubt that my dog's listening to this.
Oh, dogs like us.
I guess I'll say hi to him, too, and my friends. So.
What's your dog's name?
Goliath.
And how about your, Goliath's a great name for a dog, like Davy and Goliath. And how about your brother and sister?
Well, my brother is Ian, and he's at a car contest. He was building something.
Cool.
And my sister is Gwyneth, and...
Great. Well, I'm glad you're here. And what's your name?
David.
How old are you?
10.
And you want to say hello to anybody?
Okay, I'll say hello to my family. They're, like, right outside the studio.
There they are.
And my dog, who's, like, really small and fluffy. She's in her crate at home. And...
What's your dog's name?
Coco.
Gogo and Goliath. There's two. Gogo and Goliath. Do they know each other?
No.
It sounds like, you know, they'd be fun to meet. Your dog must be very young. Is he? Is he a puppy?
She is. Well, yeah, she's like 6 months old, something like that.
Well, that's nice.
We got her in October.
Tell me about your story.
Well, it's about, we got it from Rapunzel, but we changed it up so that it's about dogs, not people, and... There's, the main character is Punzel. She's a dog with really long ears, and she's really pretty. And then she is being rescued out of this tower where she's lived for a long time. But then the prince she thought would be so strong and brave happened to be...
Isabel's saying, don't give it all away, huh?
True.
Great story. Are you guys ready to tell?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Well, this is called Punzel from the Brilliant Bookworms.
Yeah. So there once was a dog, and she lived in a great tower, and her name was Punzel. And she, just as she was thinking, oh, when will I get my prince that will save me? She saw some rustling in the woods, and she thought, oh, that must be my prince. Who else would be around this area? And she expected to see a great, strong dog come out of the woods. And as she waited for it to come out, she saw a tiny little Yorkshire Terrier riding on a Mastiff. And she thought, this is not what I planned, but at least it's my prince, and I'm pleased with it. So she waited for the dogs to come over to her, and she had no idea why there was another dog. And the dog came up to the tower, and she said, oh, this is the part where he climbs up my ears and rescues me. Instead... The other dog that the little tiny Yorkshire Terrier was riding on ran off into the woods while the Yorkshire Terrier sat down on the ground and looked fairly disgusted. When the other dog came out, who was Mr. Mastiff, when the other dog came out, he came out with a ladder. And Punzel thought, okay, this is not, I did not expect this at all. And the tiny little Yorkshire Terrier climbed all the way up the ladder into the tower. And Rapunzel said, "Oh, great, now you can rescue me and we can go away and we'll live happily ever after." And the dog said, "Well, I'm sorry, but I don't really know you, so maybe we should, like, do something else for a while." And Rapunzel thought, this is not going to work, but okay, I guess I will. So she went out of the tower, and they went to a restaurant, and they were sitting there and just talking about things, and they figured out that they hate everything, so they have nothing in common. And just as they were about to bring up another topic, Mr. Mastiff announced that he had to use the log. So he went outside and pulled out a computer and typed in, "I'm ready."
And so, while he was out there, Rapunzel was wondering where everyone had gone, because Prince York had just walked out of the restaurant combing his fur with a golden comb until she decided she would finish up. So she paid the bill and walked out of the restaurant. But everything seemed unusually quiet. And so she looked around, but before she could even take one step, a whoosh of black swooped over her and she was picked off her feet. Now, Mr. Mastiff was turned out to be working for Dr. Evil, a hairless Persian cat. And he had kidnapped Rapunzel and was taking her to the evil lair. So he got to this giant cave, and the entrance was blocked. But he typed in a secret code on the secret keyboard and walked in the secret door and entered the secret cave of the secret lair. And so, out of nowhere, a hairless Persian cat walked out of the other cave on the other side, and he looked at Mr. Mastiff and said, "Well done. Now we will turn this so beautiful Rapunzel into a hairless Persian cat so we can marry each other and live unhappily ever after." And then Rapunzel has heard all of this, and she was screaming and yelping and tearing and slashing and making a big deal out of this. But it was a big deal. And so Mr. Mastiff dropped her out of the sack onto this conveyor belt, and it was moving toward a great big machine that was being operated by a tiny little brown dog. And she thought, well, he wasn't half bad looking, but she didn't have to worry about that now, because she was about to be, her life was about to be ruined. So she couldn't get out of the conveyor belt, and she was almost through when she noticed that the dog was gone. But then he swooped out of nowhere on this great vine, like George of the Jungle would, but it was inside of a cave. And he landed on the conveyor belt, picked her up, and jumped off of it. And he said, "Wow, that was a close one. Are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah, but how do we get out of here?" But the brown dog didn't have time to answer, because they turned around and Mr. Mastiff and Dr. Evil were charging toward them and lunged. But Mutt and Rapunzel ducked, and Mr. Mastiff and Dr. Evil crashed into the machine and exploded and destroyed the whole lair. But Mutt and Rapunzel had got out just in time. And Mutt told her that his real name was actually Tum, and they decided that they wanted to get married. So they got married, had a great wedding, and became king and queen of the entire kingdom. The end.
Wow. That was really quite a story. And your dogs would both like that, I think, you know, given everything in it. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say at all from this morning? The Brilliant Bookworms from Winchester Thurston. And thank you to your librarian, Jennifer Carr. Anything you'd like to mention at all? I know you guys are doing a lot on behalf of encouraging reading. You're doing a fundraiser coming up internally.
In March, they will tell stories and will raise money for the Carnegie Library. But it's a lot of fun to see these students twist those fairy tales different ways, and I've enjoyed today's telling even more.
I'll bet.
After 5 or 6 times of hearing them.
Congratulations to all of you, and good luck with future storytelling. Stick around if you want to, because Christopher Jones is coming up as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with the brilliant bookworms Robert Gray and Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, and slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.